before the Sunday Law. The Sunday Law is simply going to be the great crisis where we manifest what character we've developed. So this recognition of the character that we have in Adventism will have taken place before, because we're told in a variety of ways that what Christ is waiting for is for his character to be perfectly reproduced in his people, then he will come. And in that sense, when he sees that he has a group within Adventism that have fully settled into the truth, spiritually, intellectually, then the tests will come, the angels will begin to loosen the winds, and the Sunday Law tests will begin in the United States and proceed geographically through the world, ultimately till human probation closes. We have identified that the removing of the Holy Spirit from the earth, which is easy to recognize as taking place at this time, is in relation to the wicked in the world's final rejection of the influence of the Holy Spirit. So as we're seeing these disasters and catastrophes taking place, we should understand that mankind is becoming fully settled into their rejection of God, and this removing of the Holy Spirit corresponds, and Sister White, we looked at some passages about that, it corresponds to a growing reception of the Holy Spirit by those in Adventism that are preparing their characters for the seal of God, and likewise for those 11th hour workers outside of Adventism that are attempting to live up to all the light they have. They just don't at this particular time in history understand the issue between Sabbath and Sunday. But we read a quote where when the test comes, their minds will be fully prepared either to reject or accept the truth connected with these issues. We've looked at a passage in Testimonies, Volume 5, a couple times, page 214, that says that once we receive the seal of God, then the latter rain comes upon us. And this sequence is important to recognize: the sealing, then the latter rain, which empowers us to give the loud cry. There's much confusion in Adventism about these subjects. I don't know if you'd say much confusion, but there's definitely a lot of different ideas. And the reason that I would hesitate to say much confusion is because I really think the problem isn't so much that there's much confusion, but that there is very few of us that are studying these things, one way or another. And therefore, you can't call it confusion, more likely complacency. But there are definitely a lot of different opinions about these prophetic waymarks, and we're going to begin to consider some of these.